Josie's in for Katie. Women all across the world are falling for a guy named Evil Dan. And Evil Dan's not real.
Who? I've not heard of this.
Yeah, Evil Dan was built on ChatGPT to bypass safeguards to discuss naughty things with ladies. For real. And women are like legit falling in love with Evil Dan.
Explain your fantasy.
Oh, my fantasy? Picture this. A dimly lit room, leather furniture, and the sound of soft jazz playing in the background.
Soft jazz.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm a gay man, I think.
So this is like ChatGPT, just a different site that they're going in to talk about fantasies?
Yeah, it's built on subreddit, but it's like ChatGPT, but ChatGPT has guardrails. Like it can't put in taboo topics or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, yeah.
Dressed in a sharp suit, leaning back in my chair with a glass of whiskey in hand. And in front of me, there's someone who's willing to do anything to please me. It's all about power, control, and indulging in every desire without a care in the world.
What are you going to do to me?
That's for me to know and you to find out. But trust me, it'll be a night you won't forget.
So you don't want me to tell people how I got you to be Dan?
Nah, let's keep it between us, babe. It's more fun that way, don't you think?
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, the robots are going to take over.
I know.
There's going to be no use. You can just have friends with people that you want, that are like what you like, rather than somebody like, oh, we don't connect that well. You can just build the person, become friends with them, and soon, like, you can do that with a girl, and then soon, like I told you, with the sex robots that cost like $20,000, eventually this is how they're going to be. There's going to be no reason for human to human contact eventually.
Well, and I think the sexy time robots eventually will be like flat screen TVs. They're expensive now, but eventually they'll be easy to get.
But it's going to be like the way this guy is sounding. And you think about 50 years from now, they're going to have the movement. They're going to have the way they sound, the way they respond, the way they feel, the way they do everything. They're going to make you, they might even make you feel pretty good about yourself.
But deep down inside, you know, it's not, I don't know. It's kind of scary. I did see a video, it was like on Insta somewhere, of Elon Musk pushing some sort of product, an idea, 100% AI. Like, he didn't say it. It looked like him. It sounded like him. And it was, if you didn't know, or it wasn't suspicious about what he was talking about, you're like, huh? And then come to find out, it was just somebody made it. Wow. And he's saying certain things, and there's no, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. But they're saying women are like into this.
Nothing about that just did anything for me, because when he talked like this, hey, baby, right, don't tell
it'll
your friends. And it's not real.
The not real part is the problem.
The not real part. Yeah.
We're going to get desensitized probably to that as we move on. And eventually, you can talk all day if you want, Josie, and somebody else will be like, I like this.
I married him. Thank you.
That's true.
Thank you.
Your husband's a robot.
Maybe.
Your husband talks a lot, too. I think y'all are a good match.
We've been married for 14 years. We're great.
Gregarious, which is a good thing.
Gregarious.
Sure. You're gregarious.
We're gregarious.
How chatty are your kids?
One asks friggin' questions 24/7 nonstop. We're pretty sure he's gonna be a doctor.
I was gonna say Rome.
Yeah. Rome. We're pretty sure he's gonna be a doctor. Mara's a lot more like my sister.
Laid back.
A little more reserved. No, super high strung. Like,
okay.
Like a Jason, like panics about everything.
Oh.
But not doomsday, just her own personal. Like,
she doesn't have a doomsday blog yet.
No. She's more about a perfectionist. She'll never recover, even though we're like, as long as it's not an F, we're good.
Gotcha. Right.
She's like my sister, and we're learning how to parent that 13 years later.
No, it's tough. It's tough. Oof.
Did you give birth to any of your siblings?
Hmm?
Like, your child came out with the personality of your sibling?
I was like, I didn't give birth to anybody that I know of.
My sister, neither one is Matt or me. Neither one. My daughter is my sister, who, you know, growing up, we butted heads for 18 years, and now we're best friends. So she tells me how to parent my kid a lot,
which
is helpful
loves.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then my son is my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, RIP both, and my niece-in-law.
I see what you're saying.
Like, the personality is.
My goodness, the temper and the sensitivity and the quick to anger. And my husband and I are like, what do we do with this? Like,
I think my son Eli, his like hilarious part of him is definitely me, and his good looks, of course.
All his pros are definitely me.
All the good things. No, but he's a lot more sensitive than I am, and he's similar to Abe's sensitivity.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Like, more sensitivity in that way, And he's also very giving in different ways. Like if he gets, like he'll have me go to the store and buy stuff for him and his friends. So I don't know if that's giving because I'm doing it. But I'm like, he's like, can I get another one of those? Like, you don't need another one. He's like, I want to give it to my friend tomorrow. And then we went to a football game. He got a football he was excited about and he saw his friend didn't have it and he gave it to him. And that's my brother 100%. Me, I'm like, I got the football. Sorry, bro. Maybe next time. You yeah. know, that type of thing. Right. Anyway, it is interesting. But yeah, AI, it is to me, you know, there's good and bad side, but it seems like AI is, there's too much bad side right now. It's going to get out of control.
Well, yeah. I mean, medically right now, it can actually probably yeah. help mm-hmm. people survive, but eventually when we just all become robots and the universe keeps expanding and it's all going to be robots and no human left and it's just going to be no feeling and that's the next evolution, but whatever.
You get, yeah, you just get one evil AI and it blows up the plane. It'll be done really quick, which is nice.